mucho más que clases de inglés para empresas.
Mucho más.
Tenemos varios tipos de cursos a vuestra disposición, como nuestros cursos in-company, con profesores que se desplazan a vuestra empresa para dar allí las clases en el horario que acordéis con ellos.
Nuestras clases online y telefónicas con varios niveles y temáticas disponibles. ¿Buscas un curso que se adapte a las necesidades de los empleados? Entonces buscas Vaughan Empresas.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
Carmen, listening to Vaughan Radio is fantastic for your listening skills, but you're in your comfort zone. Come on, you need to practice your speaking and you need to practice it now. It's time to act. And now.
Llámanos al 911-335-833 y nuestros compañeros te informarán de la solución Vaughan que mejor se adapte a tus objetivos y a tu bolsillo. Y no te preocupes, habla en español.
Síguenos en Twitter, @Vaughan-radio o @GrupoVaughan y en facebook.com/GrupoVaughan.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
A little bit of music for you. 1, 2, 3, I got those salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said, 1, got the salad, 2, got the blues, 3, to get ready, got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. Yes, you're listening to The Salad. Hello, everybody. Yes, welcome to The Salad once again. Now then, first of all, let's begin with our conundrum, our little test example for you. Are you ready? Here it is. She works blank at the gym every day. What do you think, salad listeners? She works blank at the gym every day. Well, stay tuned to find out. Yes, I've just launched that on our Vaughan Radio app. Okay, so she works blank at the gym every day. That's right, salad listeners. Now, what's on the program today? Well, I can tell you that we have salad news bits, news from around the world. Of course, very interesting news item. Where will we be going today? Well, stay tuned to find out, of course. What else do we have? We also have Grammar Point. Yes, where we go deep into the world of English grammar with our grammar expert, Alan Parsons. He'll be right here. What will we be working with today on Grammar Point? I don't know. So we shall find out later on the program. So stay tuned for that. But right now it's time for
Salad News Bits.
We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits. News from around the world. Here comes our headline for today. Barack Obama's $6 dinner table is preserved for posterity in Vietnam. That's our headline, okay? So Barack Obama's $6 dinner table is preserved for posterity in Vietnam. So, well, posteridad, no, you say posterity. So I think it's fairly self-explanatory, okay? So we're going to go over live to Vietnam right now, where Ling Xiao, our Southeast Asian correspondent, is waiting for us. Here's the headline one more time. So Barack Obama's $6 dinner table preserved for posterity in Vietnam. Let's go over live to Vietnam right now. Okay, who do we have? Yes, Ling Xiao is on the other end of this telephone line. Ling, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Dave. Well, let me tell you, a table where former US President Barack Obama ate with a chef, Anthony Bourdain, on an official trip to Vietnam 2 years ago, has gone on display.
I see. So a table where Barack Obama, of course, the former US president, where he ate with chef Anthony Bourdain on official trip to Vietnam 2 years ago, has gone on display. So the table is on display. You can go and see it. Okay, interesting. Please tell us more.
Well, the table, complete with a dinner set and empty beer bottles, has been encased in glass.
So it's been encased in glass. So it's basically in a glass box. So it's the table with the dinner set, like the plates and the cutlery, los cubiertos, and empty beer bottles. It's now in a glass case, and you can actually see the table where Obama ate in Vietnam.
Well, the owners of the Hanoi street food restaurant, where the two men ate for $6, that's about £4, on plastic stools, said the idea came from their customers. They wanted to see where Mr. Obama had sat and where he had eaten.
I see. So it's little plastic stools, and they sat, you know, in like a street food restaurant. So they only ate for $6. They had dinner. Not bad. That's about £4. But customers wanted to see where they ate. Okay, and so they decided, well, to display the table with empty beer bottles and everything, the original ones, I suppose, in a glass case, so people can go to the restaurant and actually see where the ex-president sat down and had his dinner.
Yes, that's right. So, now, I was talking to the co-owner of the Bun Cha Hang Lien restaurant, who said the customers love it. Many takes photos next to the table. And said, for us, it is a nice memory that we will cherish forever. It is not a public relations gimmick. I don't think we get more clientele.
All right, okay. So the customers love it. They take pictures next to the table. And, you know, it's good. It's good fun, I suppose, because they want to come and see where they had it. And for the restaurant, it's a nice memory that they will cherish forever. That's right. They'll hold it close to their hearts. They'll remember it forever. But they said it's not a PR gimmick, a public relations stunt, just a piece of, like, you know, advertising, a gimmick, if you like. So really, you know, it's they don't get more clientele, sometimes we say. But it's nice. Customers can come in and have their picture taken, you know, next to that particular table.
Yes, that's right. So the display was set up just before the Lunar New Year, the co-owner told me, and I haven't noticed any change in the flow of customers, but my existing customers come in and want to see that particular table. Of course, the bowls and plates on the display have been washed, as well as the empty beer bottles.
I see. Yeah, so of course, they cleaned the plates, you know, and the cutlery. you know, los cubiertos, and they wash the beer bottles. Otherwise, yeah, it could be a particular, a potential health risk, like dirty plates and stuff. So they wash the plates, but they're the original plates and beer bottles that they, you know, they dined with.
Yes, that's right. So the honor is normally reserved for the country's top leaders, such as Ho Chi Minh, who had their meals kept this way for posterity. I thought it is thought to be the first time a foreign dignitary has been remembered in this way. And Bourdain, the chef, said he did not know what to make of it.
Ah, I see. So this is a bit of a tradition. So, for example, Ho Chi Minh, you know, had tables kept where Ho Chi Minh had dinner. Those tables have been kept for posterity. But this is the first time it's happened to a foreign dignitary, okay, a foreign politician, etc. Ah, and the chef that Mr. Obama ate with didn't know what to make of it, okay? Well, when I said to make of it, he didn't know what to think about it. He didn't know what to make of it.
Yes, that's right. So, a lot of people have shared it on social media. Now, the original photo, which the chef shared on Instagram, drew more than 120,000 likes and thousands of comments. So, and you can see it on social media, as you can a lot of things these days. So that's right. So Barack Obama's $6 dinner table preserved for posterity in Vietnam. And, I'm getting hungry now, so I'm going to try some of the street food where Mr. Obama, you know, had dinner too. And maybe I'll have a beer as well. Okay, here from Vietnam. Back to the studio, Dave.
Okay, there you heard it. So imagine, yes, having your dinner table, you know, encased in glass and put on display in a restaurant. So people can go have their photos taken, you know, and share it on social media, I suppose. Okay, $6 for a nice meal, not bad. Okay, you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Grammar points! Now then, salad listeners, yes, welcome to Grammar Point. Of course, this is the part of the program where we get serious with English language. Now then, we have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert here. Now, Alan, what do you have for us today?
Yes, hello, Dave, that's right. Well, today, I have a couple of things. I'm not sure if I'll have time to do everything, but I would like to work with who's and why on the program today.
Who's and why on the program today. Okay, that's interesting. Well, first of all, we'll see how much time we have. But first of all, let's take the first one first, shall we? Sounds like a plan. So let's work with who's. I was doing this with my student today. Who's the kin? That's right. Who's are these books? No, the kin is son, is that right?
That's right. That's right, Dave. Also, yes, you can say de quién is algo. Whose is something. But also, whose can also mean cuyo, cuya, cuyos, or cuyas.
Ah, of course. So whose is de quién? Whose is this house? De quién es esa casa? But of course, whose can also mean cuyo, cuya, cuyos, or cuyas. Whose. Interesting. Okay, salad listeners. So who's right here on Grammar Points? Okay, salad listeners, let's move on. Let's move on. Let's have some examples, please, Alan.
Right, okay, Dave, let's have a look. So we're going to have a look at who's. As I said, cuyo, cuya, cuyos, or cuyas. So, first of all, I've prepared some examples.
Okay, you prepared some examples for us, have you? So, salad listeners, this is the interactive part of the program. Okay, so we're going to interact with us here, which means we're working with whose. So you have to use whose in all of these sentences. Okay, so I want you to translate these into perfect English. Practice with us right here on Grammar Points.
Here's the first example here, Dave. Ellos son los vecinos cuyo perro me mantiene despierto toda la noche.
Ah, I see. So, there we go, salad listeners. What do you think? So, we've seen here cuyo. So, we're using whose here. Again, yeah, that's right, o cuyo. So, ellos son los vecinos cuyo perro me mantiene despierto toda la noche. So, they are the neighbors whose dog me mantiene despierto. What do you think, salad listeners? So, to keep someone up. This came recently, to keep someone up. So, they're the neighbors whose dog keeps me up all night, salad listeners. They're the neighbors whose dog keeps me up all night. Pretty high level on Grammar Points. Now, this came up fairly recently. You know, the phrasal verbs, funky phrasal verbs, possibly, to keep someone up. Yes, my neighbours keep me up all night. The noise kept me up. That's right. So, mantenerse despierto. Okay, te mantiene levantado, literally keeps you up all night. So, whose cuyo perro, whose dog? How are you getting on, salad listeners? Are you doing your best to translate these into perfect English? Let's go over to another one. Let's have another one, please.
Es el perro cuyas galletas saben a pescado.
Es el perro cuyas galletas saben a pescado. Pescadito. Well, let's see. So, it's a question in this case, in case you didn't gather that. So, es el perro. I would say, unless you know the sex of the dog, I would say, is it? You know? But if you know it's male or female, you could say, is he or is she? But generally speaking, we would say, is it? So, is it the dog whose biscuits saben a pescado? We did this recently, yes. That's right, on question time. Verbs with like, to taste like. Do you remember? Sabe a pollo. That's right, it tastes like chicken. In this case, tastes like fish. So, is it the dog whose biscuits taste like fish? Pretty high level with whose and taste like in this example. Yes, indeed. So whose? Cuyo, cuya, cuyos, cuyas. Okay, next please, Alan.
Ahí está la fantasma cuya voz no dejo de oír.
The ghost. So let's have a look. Ahí está. What do you think? Ahí is there. So there is the ghost whose voice no deja de oír. You could say I don't stop hearing, but here would use keep. I keep hearing. So you could say, este no me deja de llamar. Rather than he doesn't stop calling me, he keeps calling me. Okay. No deja de hablar. He keeps talking rather than he doesn't stop talking. I suppose you can also say that. But it's more natural to keep plus gerund. Okay. So, what'd you say, salad listeners? Ahí está el fantasma cuya voz no dejo de oír. So, there's the ghost whose voice I keep hearing. There's the ghost whose voice I keep hearing. Yes, grammar points! Excellent stuff here. Let's have another example, please.
Right, okay. Jim es el chico cuya madre es mitad irlandesa.
What do you think, salad listeners? I'll give you a clue. It has who's in it. Okay, so here we go. So Jim is el chico. Well, you know, I could say Jim is the boy. I wouldn't say the boy. I mean, if he's a boy, literally, un chico. But, you know, if he's 20-something, 30-something, whatever, I would say the guy, if you like. So depending on the context. So Jim's the guy cuya madre es mitad irlandesa, whose mother is half Irish. That's right, half Irish. So Jim's the guy whose mum is half Irish. Or we can make the contraction, whose mum's half Irish. With the contraction there, okay? Now, if Jim literally is a boy, you could say Jim's the boy, okay? Otherwise, you'd say the guy. And it's quite often in the UK we say bloke, un tío, un chico, a bloke. So Jim's the bloke whose mum's half Irish, or the guy whose mum's half Irish. Okay, good. So I believe we have one last example here with who's. Is that right, Alan?
Yes, that's right, Dave. So let me have a little look here. Es esa la banda cuyo líder canta muy mal.
Es esa la banda. That's right. Cuyo líder canta muy mal. Es una banda de música. Okay, the band. That's right. So what do you think, salad listeners? Is that the band whose singer canta muy mal, sings very badly or really badly? Or we could say, how else could we say that? Awfully.
Awful.
Terribly, horribly. There are different things we can say here, okay? Otherwise, it would be really badly, not really bad, really badly. So, is that the band whose leader sings really badly? Okay, salad listeners. So we have who's here. So cuyo, cuya, cuyos, or cuyas. Who's, as well as de quien, of course. Yes, right here on Grammar Points. Excellent stuff, Alan. And it's true that, you know, that's certainly something I haven't done in class for a while. Who is as de quien, of course, because we're always, you know, working on question formation, mastering the interrogative, which is one of our pillars here at Vaughan Systems. One of our exercises, working on the interrogative de quien. But it's true also using who's as cuyo, cuya. That's right. Okay, salad listeners. So let's just have a little review, shall we, of what we've seen here. Are you ready? Let's review. Just if you can remember these. Okay, I'm sure it's brain training, but we did this just, you know, we started this 5 minutes ago. So here we go. They're the neighbors whose dog keeps me up all night. That's right. Is it the dog whose biscuits taste like fish? So taste like, it's just taste like. Because that T in a taste like is quite difficult to say. So taste like. So is it the dog whose biscuits taste like fish? Saben a pescao. Okay. There's the ghost whose voice I keep hearing. Jim is the guy whose mum's half Irish. And finally, is that the band whose singer sings really badly? That's right, salad listeners. Okay, now, other key learnings and takeaways from this lesson, as well as who's, as cuyo, cuya, cuyos, or cuyas, we've also seen to keep someone up. Okay, at night, oh, you could say, woof, my son kept me up all night. He kept crying. Mantuvo despierto. Okay, of course, quite often the noise. We also saw to taste like. Remember recently, we had verbs with like, to be like, to look like, to feel like. Do you remember? We sort of feel like. I feel like. Me apetece. I feel like going on holiday. As well as feel as tact. Okay? Something feels soft. Or feel can be, you know, your perception of something it feels like. Now we also saw that there's the ghost whose voice I keep hearing. No dejo de oír. That's right. So no dejar de is to keep plus gerund. He keeps calling me. My students keep talking in class. Or my students keep playing with their mobile phones. Okay, no paran de jugar con sus smartphones, no? They keep playing with their smartphones in class. So to keep plus gerund, okay? That's right, salad listeners. Thanks very much, Alan. Very useful.
Yes, that's right, of course. Yes, so who's in that case? So, as we said, it's the gen, but also cuyos or cuyas, who's. Okay, that's all for today. So we can work with why another time on Grammar Point, okay? So, you know, for the time being, ta-ta.
Okay, salad listeners, so who's? Very useful indeed. This has been Grammar Points. Now then, that nearly brings us to the end of the program. However, we just have one last thing to look at, our conundrum for today. So she works blank at the gym every day. What do you think, salad listeners? It could be she works, trabaja, en el gimnasio. But there's a blank to fill in, rellenar. So she works out at the gym every day. So to work out is hacer ejercicio físico, no? Hacer gimnasia in the gym, so to work out. She works out at the gym every day. That's all we have time for. See you tomorrow, same time, same place, on The Salad.
Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Un curso de inglés concentradísimo. Más de 100 horas de formación, que además incluye una inmersión en nuestro Daytown. Infórmate del Vaughan Premium. 911335833. 911335833. Pregunta por el curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium.
Antonio, you listen to Vaughan Radio every day. You see how our teachers correct every mistake our students make. But who's correcting you? Does your English teacher correct every single mistake you make? If they don't, you need a Vaughan teacher. And you need one now.
Llámanos al 911335833 y nuestros compañeros te informarán de la solución Vaughan que mejor se adapte a tus objetivos y a tu bolsillo. Y no te preocupes, hablan español.
Y ahí entra el equipo de...